From theunts.com, this is the Unts Podcast. Featuring interviews, unreleased tracks, and local events with your favorite electronic artists. Available every week at theunts.com. Hello and welcome to the Unts Podcast. I'm your host, Anand Harsh. Last week on the program, you heard the first part of my interview with Mark Brownstein, bass player for the Disco Biscuits, and drummer Darren Shearer of the New Deal. Shearer, along with Jamie Shields, keyboardist for the New Deal, recently brought Brownstein and Biscuits keyboard player Aaron Magner on a three-date Midwest swing as the join. The Biscuits' new studio effort, Planet Anthem, is out now on Diamond Rigs Records. The New Deal also has a record out. It's called Live Toronto 716-2009. Let's jump into the second half of the interview with a little background on the New Deal's origins.
The New Deal came, like there are bands that have come from rock music. Like, Disco Biscuits kind of came, they didn't come from electronic music.
We came from both. I mean, we were listening to both at the same time, and that's how it happened.
Yeah,
like, we're a rock band.
Whereas I came, and I'm not saying it's any better or any worse. I'm saying I came strictly from electronic music because that's what I wanted to capture what like a techno DJ of the time, which was like mid '90s, could do with 1,000 people. I wanted to do that live, right? Yeah. So to me, it's like, you know, we just. From the beginning, we kind of like said, you know what, we're just like going to, I love breakbeat, back in the old school, like drum and bass kind of stuff, like the real harsh, like, you know, big bass swoop, drum and bass. You
Canada
know, like,
was miles ahead of anything here in the States.
So I love all that. And now the whole new wave, like Mark was talking about how, you know, like everything's a techno beat now, even like the hip hop songs are like, you know, the most like legit, like hip hop MCs like have like full on four on the floor, like French electro beats behind them, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, Theopolis London is like that. He spits over, and even Tabby Bonet was saying the other day that he just put out a track over like a club beat, which is exciting to me because I'm gonna send him some club beats this week and be like, listen, if you're open to, because I know most of the guys that we're working with won't play over a club beat, but there are a couple of like rappers who are like stepping out of the box, you know. And I was saying, like, Eminem, you never, he's over any beat. Like, he'll just give him a, you know,
what's
so funny
is he has that lyric
beat.
Like, nobody listens to techno, right? And guessing whatever that song is, and nobody listens to techno. It's like, dude, you know, like this, like techno and just electronic music has the nice thing about it is it's kind of like you have this like this really like crazy dog that's running around and everyone wants to pet this dog and it's like jumping around whatever, and finally this dog is like the king of the friggin' room, and now
you're
everyone,
the king of analogies.
Yeah.
I tell you that.
He's incredible, right? Don't say nobody listens to techno at theunts.com, okay?
That's what Eminem says. But basically, like, to me, it's like electronic music for the first time, I think, has settled into like a position where it's become so its own thing that it's not cliche to mix it with other genres. Before it was like kind of, you know, the cool, where's your remix? Like, what's your remix?
No, pop music is everything. Pop music, computers, hip hop, everything.
It's infiltrated.
It's all computers, 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 computers.
To quote Fletch, it's all ball bearings these days.
Darren Shearer of the New Deal with a nice Fletch quote right here on the Unts Podcast. Let's hear a track from the New Deal album Live Toronto. Here's Genome.
Come on.
genome from the New Deal. Let's get back to my interview with Darren Shearer and Mark Brownstein.
So Dan Kurtz, the bass player from the New Deal, is off pursuing his electro-pop Dragonette project.
How's that going? Blowing up.
It's going great. You know, they put out records and lots
MSG.
Of people come and check it out. You know?
Is it huge? Do their shows go huge?
I think they're doing well. They play all over. They play like China, Australia. They play everywhere.
What I'm wondering is, where did this Join project come from? Is this you and Jamie saying, you know, we got to bring our friends out on tour and just do some fun music? What is the sort of genesis of the Join?
We wanted to take what the New Deal did, but we wanted to do that with other friends.
They wanted to make money. They wanted to make money when Dan was out in fucking London, and they know the best place to do that is to come to Brownie. Come to Brownie. We're gonna start making some money. Life is good.
Yeah, because we know, I got you covered. We know he always grinds those promoters up for a little bit more.
I don't have to grind them up. My agent is the king.
Mark Brownstein's agent is the king. Let's listen to a track from Thievery Corporation, one of the big artists appearing at this year's Camp Bisco Festival in New York. More on Camp after the break. This is the Unts Podcast. Sound the alarm from Thievery Corporation right here on the Unts Podcast. I'm your host, Anand Harsh. Each week on the Unts Podcast, I feature artist profiles, new releases, and major events from across the electronic music landscape. Thievery Corporation is one of the headliners of Camp Bisco 9, taking place this July in Mariahville, New York. Let's get back to the interview with Darren and Mark.
We have this beautiful coming together, Camp Bisco 9. The lineup has just been released. I'm a huge fan of what I've seen, and especially Ween is on there, so
like
I'm
Ween.
In heaven. So Camp has become one of the biggest electronic music
in
festivals.
In the world, really.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
In the world.
Do you feel like it's become your job to expose these audiences that are maybe only in the chance?
They expose me to half of this stuff. You
okay.
Know? I mean, it's like it's a two-way street on exposure. LCD Sound System, I think we're exposing a lot of people in our scene to them, you know, because I can't believe that because they're like headlining Coachella,
yeah.
You know, but like the fact of the matter is that they're not as big of a name in our scene, even though they're like the biggest name in the whole country, you know, or at least in Brooklyn.
Right, right.
Which to me is the whole country.
There you go.
So, Ween, not electronic, but classic.
They're classic.
They're headlining Sasquatch.
They're your Snoop Dogg this year.
Yeah, well, we have three as far as I'm concerned. LCD Sound System, Ween, and Thievery Corporation, Live Band, they're all that big. You know, they're all capable of being the one headliner at Camp Bisco. We get a Snoop Dogg or a Nas or a Damian Marley or an LCD or a Ween or a Thievery. We actually tried to get LCD or Ween, and they both said yes. And we were like, fuck it, if we're gonna have two, we may as well get three. Thievery, and we're actually going for four right now because we feel that the lineup is so strong that if we can spend a little more money and get another huge, huge act. I can't tell you who it's gonna be.
Another Canadian?
Limbiscuit.
There you go.
But,
I'm surprised.
With Raekwon. The LCD. Sounds as a Ween Thievery, Girl Talk, Bass Nectar, Pretty Lights, Major Lazer, I was excited about Major Lazer, New Deal, Diplo, Aeroplane, Electronic, Rusko, it's a big electronic festival, Diesel Boy, Future Rock, Telepath, great. We're excited. Yeah, we're not trying to be anything in particular, but we have become the largest Northeastern electronic festival. And I think probably one of the most, because in that world, festivals aren't necessarily that reliable in that world, you know what I mean? There's like your Winter Music Conference, which is a conference, and you know, but Ultra Music Festival is a very professional festival. But in the electronic world, you seem to get these like haphazardly thrown together festivals with like dudes who are on a lot of acid, who are throwing the thing, and it's out in the middle of the desert, and you're not really sure if anyone's getting paid, and right, you know, like, so. That's a nice thing about here. Everyone gets paid right there.
Yeah.
You guys
we got a deposit today.
You got your deposit?
Yeah.
Boom! Bam! Disco Biscuits!
On top of their game.
Make a note, it's true, it's true.
When your spirit is floating down that tunnel towards the light, you know what's behind the light? It's not God, it's me. And I'm gonna kick your poncy soul all the way back down the tunnel till you choke on your own fucked up ribs. Now. Wake the fuck up!
Mark Brownstein of Disco Biscuits on Camp Bisco. Let's hear a track from an artist that both Darren and Mark are excited to see this summer. Here's Rusko with Cockney Thug. Rusko with Cockney Thug right here on the UNS podcast. Let's wrap it up with Darren Shear and Mark Brownstein.
So are we going to see any more Conspirator dates in the near future?
Magna. They love Conspirator at the UNS. We're playing in Richmond. We're actually doing a show out when the Biscuits are at Red Rocks. Conspirator's going to do a show that weekend, late night, after one of the Biscuit shows. There's gonna be some, Conspirator's playing at a festival called Dex Fest the week after Bonnaroo back in Tennessee. So yeah, we're out. We're open for offers, you know. We're planning stuff out.
Pouring yourself across America?
Well, Conspirator's like, is quite frankly, it's really, really fun. It's really easy. It's just the two of us. It's, you know, a computer, a bass, and a keyboard, and we're, you know, it's no pressure, and everyone loves it. People fucking love Conspirator, you know, every time, you know, we just played a Conspirator show in Colorado, there's 1,000 people at it, you know, that's pretty big for a side project.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so we've had a lot of success with Conspirator, but the truth to the question is Magner thinks that we shouldn't play as many Conspirator shows. Unless we're gonna write some new songs to play.
Do you want a rebuttal?
He wants to play new songs. But every time that we write a new electronic song, it just goes to the Biscuits at this point. Conspirator was when there was no Biscuits.
And I wanna mention one thing before we go is to keep an eye out, like keep your ear to the ground on a potential New Deal electronic music festival.
Ooh.
Hello. Hello.
Is it called Camp Deal? Think about it.
Hello.
Conspirators headlining it.
It's Canada Root.
Canada Root.
Thank you guys so much for being on the UNS podcast.
Man, you guys are the problem.
This
is going to actually be a podcast?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
fuck.
Truscan addicts, drugs not yet synthesized. black marketeers of World War III, excisers of telepathic sensitivity, osteopaths of spirit, investigators of infractions denounced by bland paranoid chess players, servers of fragmentary wands taken down through a frantic shorthand, charging unspeakable mutilations of the spirit, officials of unconstituted police states, robots,
Conspirator with Commercial Amen from their album The Key. Conspirator is Mark Brownstein on bass, Aaron Magner on keys, and DJ Omen. That's going to do it for this week's UNS podcast. For artist profiles and dates for the New Deal, Disco Biscuits, and The Join, please visit theunce.com. On next week's show, we hear from Aaron Holstein, better known as Vibe Squad. He talks about his background as a jazz musician, the transition to glitch and trip-hop, his time with Zilla, and we get to hear some great tracks from his new release, Joyful Noise. For help with this week's UNS podcast, I'd like to thank Nash Peters and Kevin Park with the New Deal, Drew Grancelli with the Disco Biscuits, Chad Shearer of Camp Bisco, Natty Morrison, George Macabre, and Steeman Beeman Campbell for their research and resources. And again, I'd like to thank Darren Shearer and Mark Brownstein. If you have any questions or comments about the UNS, or you'd like to be a guest on the program, contact me at anand@theunce.com. That's A-N-A-N-D at theunce.com. Remember to visit theunce.com for news, artist profiles, and tour dates from across the electronic music spectrum. If you want to be a regional rep for the UNS in your area, contact Avi at theunce.com. That's A-V-I at theunce.com. Catch you next week.